And that Chofroch from its base. I want to come to the next mission anyway. This I'll just run through this. The mission now tells us, Mansa the Heviloi, Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai, Lifon es Hatashu. They brought up and took us some soup, Rav Yamriel Shnei Koisvois, with Lishon Lion, two dates and a pail of water, some water. The Amru, and they told him, Rav Yechonon Zakkai, Rav Yamriel said, Ha'elim the Sukkah, bring it up to the Sukkah. Because the national in Rav Tzadok, another mice is when they gave to Rav Tzadok Oichel, Tochus Nikabeyah, blessed on Nikabeyah, not for the mafo, he took it. He didn't want to take it in the sense until he had a handkerchief or something. We ochlu chutz la sukkah. He ate it outside the sukkah, and leidirech achov. And also, he did not make a broch achoin afterwards. So Rashi explains, Tochus Nikabeya, Michael Tochus Nikabeya. Not for the Mapa, so Rashi says, why? Not Al Yoda. He didn't wash his hands, and the Korach the Mapa Yoda, he put the Mapa on one of his hands, because of Nikius. Why? Because he held the Tochus Nikabeya, Leboy, and Tilosibayim. If you eat less than Nikabeya, there's nothing in Tilosibayim. I asked, it's a Kazayas. But he held it for Kedayah. And the Leiboy Sukkah, he also held that less than a Beya is not higher than Sukkah. The Leiboy also does not work as a Muslim. The Dorish, he tasks us like Rabbi Yehuda and Brochus, the Yechalter is what the Rach, the Achille she ate for Sriya, only an Achille that can satiate you a little bit behind the Kedayah. The least amount of a person to eat is a Kedayah. But the Tanach, however, he didn't make a bracha rishonim, because that's b'chol dehu. By a bracha sharein lehenle, because as long as you ever know, you make a bracha. We also lehenle, when the Rebbe says, like the Gemara says in brachas, you're not allowed to ever know from this rule without making a bracha. So that's, Rashi just tells you the pshat. I suppose, first of all, from this ma'aseh, the Ran over here learns out an important thing. It says that Rav Tzadok, he ate this the tochus nikabeya. He ate it chutz la sukkah. So the Ram says from this we see the following: that even a big talmid chacham like Rav Tzadok does not have to be machmir on himself to eat everything in the sukkah. If it does not have the shield for which you chayif in the sukkah, so you can lekatchila eat it outside the sukkah. So that's what he did. He held that Tochus Nikabeya is part of the Sukkah. But Lekatchila, the says in Shulchan Aruch, for instance, you shouldn't even take even if you take a drink of water, you should go into the Sukkah. But that's Hidurim. Even a Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat certain things outside the Sukkah if it's not a Chiyuv. Well, that's some interesting thing. As the rest of the dinim will see in the Gemara. So the Gemara tells you that in Maisa Listo, the Mishnah is telling you as Tiram. So Rashi is also Tiram. Chiderech ha-medabrim v'havi achad evreim, Maisa ha-seisad evreim. They bring a rai against themselves. The Ktoni, Yerashim, the previous Mishnah, what did it say? Oichlim v'shoysim a-rai chutz la-sukkah. We have in the Mishnah, the last statement of the previous Mishnah says that Achilas Arai is permissible outside the Sukkah. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Who made the Maisa, and the Gemara, the Mishnah, this Mishnah brings the Maisa, the Lete'imo Tafshil Tzara Sukkah. By the first case, by the Hevi'loi Lab Yechon and the Zaka Litton as Tafshil. That means that's the case consumed. So that's Achilas Arai. And he said, bring it up to the Sukkah. As they were machmir, they even out within you are potu. But so that's the steer. Here you just said before that achilasara is completely permissible. And here you're telling me a mindset otherwise. I said the Gemara answers. And for the Gemara, it's Yura Mechtara. There's something missing here in the story. It should say like this. In Bola Hachmir al Atzmoy, now those evil men have been your potter unless you eat a full meal. But if you want to be Machmir on yourself, you are allowed to the less than Shum Yuhara. You're not considered about Gaivinik. The Gemara in a few places says that certain things, if you do, you shouldn't do them, because, even though you mean well, because it looks like you're Balgaiviniki, you want to be mach. So here also, if you want to be machmir on yourself, when you eat tochas nikashia, if you want to be machmir on yourself, and go into a sukkah and buy tochas nikashia, then you are allowed to be machmir, and it's not called yor, because at certain cases, it is called yor, as I'll explain in a second. Umaytanami, on this we need to bring a meister. The Heviyamah and Rabbi Yechanan Zaka Litan Tatapshil, and Rabbi Gamliel Shtei Christways of Lishal Mayim, and we on when they said, He'elam Lasikah. So which means Al Pidin, this was less than a Shia, so he didn't have to. But so they said, no, they were machmi on themselves, and they said, bring it after the Sikah. So that's how the story goes. To show you that if you want to be machmir on yourself, there's no yuharo. Okay, so before we go by, let me stop at this. So here, Achoinim ask you a kasha. What's the chilek between the cases in this Mishnah that by sukkah you are allowed to be machmir on yourself, that even tochas mikashia you eat in the sukkah. And it's not called Yuharo. And let's say, for instance, the Gemara says in Brachos that the Chasson is talking from Kriyashma the first night. So the Gemara there tells you that one of the Chassanim wanted to be Machmir on himself, and Rabbi Gamliel told him, no, it's Yuharo, it's Gaiva. If our Pidina Chasson is talking to learn Krishna, don't learn Krishna. When he wanted to be machmir, and Rabbi Gamliel told him, no, don't be machmir, because it looks like you want to show that you're a gaiva, and you are more machmir than others. So the Mefarshim asked, what's the chilek between this and the case over here, the Tochas Mikashiyu, you are allowed to be machmir. Why isn't this you have, when the Gemara says it's not you have over here? So what's the chilek? That's what many Mephoshim ask. So Rav Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, he gave the teretz, and more or less Achoinim already give the same teretz. By a chosn, why is he parted from Kriyashma? So since he's Torah, like we had before, the chosn is tovut, and that chote we had, the chosn is tovut, and he cannot concentrate on his davening and on his kriyashma, because he's thinking about the marriage and the yonim that come from the marriage. So maybe he is not able to have kavana, right? So there, if he wants to be machmir on himself and say Krishna and daven, then there's yuharo. Why? Because he will not be able to concentrate with kavana. He daven like the asher yesh v'sechem, and like we daven. You know, we just utter the words without thinking about them. But so the name there. If you do, it's you have. Why? Because you are doing something wrong. That's the basic idea. But over here, sticking in Adin, tochas mikashia, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But if you want to, you want to be machmir, you're not doing anything wrong. You don't have to. So then that's not called you have. You are, anyway, the basic idea is, the klal of yuharo would be if by doing it there is some sort of problem, some sort of an aveva, It doesn't have to be a real avera, but it's wrong to do it. Then it's, you, if you do it, you are it's called geizer. But if the stamazer al pidin you're potter, and you want to be master, of course you should. For many mitzvahs. So that's the terrors for this. So you have a good klal. When you say you have, or when you don't, for instance, let's say if it rains, so you're a potter, and the Gemara says, and there's someone who goes into the sukkah when it rains, so the Gemara criticizes him. So what does the Gemara say? What's the lesson? Just a second, let me see, where is that? The sukkah, Mikra Hedyot. The Gemara calls it Mikra Hedyot. Now, so we criticize them for going into the sukkah when it's raining. So there also, because whatever the pshat is, but by going into a sukkah when it's raining, you may be doing a slight avera. So as long as there's a slight avera involved, then it's called yuaro, called it a hinik for hedyot. There's a criticism against such a person. Anyway, that is the rule. Now let me finish the Gemara. This big taste of this, I won't do the whole taste of this in class. I will this week yet summarize for you what this place of this is all about. The place of here is one big Indian about a barrier. Does it require a shear or not? And what's the edible? So I'll go over it. But the whole place of this is just rayas back and forth. Is a barrier chayiv or not? So since I don't have so much time left, I'll summarize for you what Tosafos says. Well, today I want to start the next Mishnah. Let's go back and let me finish the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "Ukeshenafsmo leleratzadet oichal tov mikbeya." Not for the nachla v'yachlochus l'sukkah, but lebirich achov. So the Gemara is Yudayek. The Gemara quotes the last part of the Mishnah. So it's mashma kebeya boy sukkah. It's mashma if you eat the kebeya, you have to go to the sukkah. So lame if they have it here to the Rabbi Yosef. Isn't this a kasha against Rabbi Yosef, the Abaya? Because we have to Rashi tells you the kasha. The Amar, we did it yesterday. But you remember the Gemara, the Amar, the Amar, the Toyin Bar Beirat, the Haim Kebeyo, the Kebeyo Eichel Nechel Bebri Achas. The Amar Peri Bas. He said, what is the Gemara said before, when is it called that you eat less than the shear? The Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, in this, they said Kedayo. That's what we had yesterday. So does that mean that they argue with him? Boys, so lame with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, and said the Gemara, no. Dilma Pogres Mekedayo, if it's less than Mekedayo, Metila, Brocha, Loi Boy. You don't have to wash your hands, and you don't have to make a Brocha. For kibbeya, but if it's a kibbeya, boy, the tila brocha. But if what you are allowed to is after kibbeya. But from a kibbeya on, then you require a tila to wash and you have to make a brocha. So I said, the Gemara says it's not a kashya. Right now, what does Rashi say about sukkah for the kibbeya anyway? By sukkah, even a kibbeya, you may still considered chilas arai, and you are allowed to. All right, that's nothing. There's nothing more to say on this. Okay, now the main thing is this. This now comes a very beautiful sugya. I did part of it in the very beginning, just before sukkah. I did it. We started more or less by Rashi, by the Tzaddikim. But anyway, I'll go over it again. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Rabos Esrei Sudo Ischayip Odom Lechol B'Sukkah. There are 14 meals a person has to eat during Sukkot. Achas v'yom v'achas v'layla. That's two meals a day. So two meals a day, so that since Menadin, the Sukkot is only 7 days, so maybe you have 14 Sukkot. That's what we're looking at. The Chachamim Oynrim Ein Adav HaKitzvah. The Chachamim say, no, there's no such thing. You don't have to eat 14. Except for the first day Yom Tov, then you have to. So what does that mean? So look in Rashi, B'gmol Mefarish Taino, Ein Adav HaKitzvah, In Roitza Leis Anais, Ein Anu Skukim Boi, Elen Yoichal La Yoichal Chutz Bosukim. So this is a difficult Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, Ein Adav HaKitzvah? The Rav Lozer says you have to eat 14 Sudas. The Chachamim say, there's no fixed amount. What does it mean, no fixed amount? If you want, you could even fast. And if you want, you could eat more, but there's no shiur for this. The first night is a chiyuv. Because the other night, as the Gemara will explain, the other night, you don't have to eat the sukkah altogether. So Rashi says, in Rotzel is Anais, ain't honest cooking way. We let him. Elder in Eichel, the only thing is, if you see him eat, as long as he does not eat, chutzla sukkah. So from Rashi's mashma, that if he doesn't want to eat at all, he wants to fast, he's allowed to fast. So the Tnei Yeshua asks the simple kasha, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a man simcha, and by simcha it goes against fasting. So Rashi says, in Rotzel is Anois, Ein Anos Kukim, Elen Yechol, as long as you don't eat outside the city, whatever you're eating, then it's okay. And if you want, you may even fast. That's how Rashi types up the Mishnah. So the Tnei Yeshua, the best he gives, his first teretz is the best teretz. So there are many Achoinim as discussion, they try to give teretz, but the Tnei Yeshua's teretz, I think, is the best teretz. See, you have to be medayik in Rashi. Rashi says, in Einon is cooking, all we are interested in is he should not, if he already does eat, he should not eat outside the sukkah. What does Rashi say? It goes like this. The Rashi did not mean to say that you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. What Rashi said was, the teiras, the halachas of sukkah, you don't have to go into a sukkah on the desk of sukkahs. The teiras in chol sukkah, so you could even fast. But Yom Tov, you have to eat anyway. But here, what we are discussing is the chayivim of sukkah. So all that the Chachamim said is, whereas Rabbi Lezer says, the chayiv of sukkah is 40 meals throughout sukkahs. So on this, the Chachamim said, the Torah of sukkah, there's no such thing. Only the first night is the chayiv to go into the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. But the rest, the Torah sukkah, you don't have to do anything. Unless if you want to eat, make sure you don't eat outside the sukkah. You have to eat inside the sukkah. But that's what Rashi was trying to tell us. But Rashi will agree that the Torah Yom Tov, of course you have to eat. If you already eat a meal, you have to eat in the sukkah. And then that's the best teretz to this kasha. Not very often, but here Rashi is talking in Hilchos Sukkah. The Torah in Hilchos Sukkah, you are allowed to fast even on, you don't. What means? No, the Torah Hilchos Sukkah, you could even fast. Why? Because the chiyuv is only the rest days of sukkahs. Because the chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah is only on the first night. All right, that's the best shot. Okay, now let's finish the Mishnah. So the first machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is Rabbi Lezer held that you have to eat 14 meals on sukkahs, and the Chachamim is saying no, there's no set amount except the first night. And this Rashi says even you can even play a sukkah, you can even fast. But chutz mevel yom tov v'shulchag, there there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Right now the next machlokes is the oyd on the Rabbi Lezer. Mishlo yochal le'le yom tov v'rishon. Let's say you did not go into the sukkah the first night. Yashlim leil yom tov achron. You have yet tashlumin. You can make up for it. Just like if you didn't daven shachris, you davened the shmones chot mincha twice, right? That's called tashlumin. So he held as tashlumin. When will you make the tashlumin? Mishrachim yashlim leil yom tov achron shul hag. Davke the tashlumin would be on the last day. That's the shmili ateres. Leil yom tov achron shul hag. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no. Ein adavat hashlumin. There's not hashlumin by the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. But then now, whoever did not eat the kazayis or the kebayah in the sukkah on the first night, on him we say ruvus layuchal iskan, the cheskan layuchal imonis. That's the pasuk in Kehelas. That sometimes you do something that you cannot correct it anymore, because the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah the first night. If you didn't, you didn't. So there's not all mitzvahs have tashlumin. There are some mitzvahs don't have tashlumin. They have a set time. If you miss the time, that's it. Others mamre, others rabbona. That's the klal. So, and the chachamim say the chachamim there's no tashlumin. So we'll see in the gemara what the machlokes is. Why they are? But they argue the technical machlokes is there tashlumin if you didn't eat the kazayis in the sukkah the first night? Can you be mashlum on the shmini atzeres or not? So that the gemara will see the gemara, because this is a very strange statement. The maybe that he holds that it has tashlumin at the meicha teisa, but Rabbi Lezer says more. When do you have tashlumin on shmini atzeres? On shmini atzeres, as you know, there's not enough sukkah. So it means you'll eat outside the sukkah and it will be tashlumin. It will be tashlumin for what you didn't do the first night. So we'll see in the Gemara what's about the pashtus. This is a very difficult Mishnah to understand. Both statements of Rabbi Lezer are very difficult to understand. So we'll see in the Gemara. So let's begin with the Mishnah Gemara. What does Rashi say? Chutz mir liyontu yashlim sudos vez liyontu v'achon bishmini atzeres. The Yafar Rashi right away says the Yafar Tishen of the Sukkah. Rashi right away emphasizes the Chiddush is even though the Shlumin you do it not in the Sukkah because Medika in Eretz Yisrael nobody eats in the Sukkah. In Chutzalah is the reason why we eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is because of the sake of the Yema. But Al Pidin, and if you know, if not for the sake of the Yema, you don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So here, the chiddush is, there are two chiddushim. Number one, you have tashlumin, not only this, you can make tashlumin for eating in the sukkah, outside the sukkah. That's a very strange statement. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. Let's go by it in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Lezer, it goes on the first din, that 14 meals. My time with Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara says, Teishvu Kein Taduru. We have a cloud by Sukkahs, Teishvu Kein Taduru. That you have to sit in the Sukkah, just like if you sit at home in your Dira. Ma Dira Achas, the Yoim the Achas, but just like when you live in your regular house a whole year. Basically, the average person eats two meals. The Gemara speaks of two meals a day. Just like at home, you have you eat two meals a day. Av sukkah achas v'yom v'achas v'layla. So also by sukkah, since there's halacha by sukkah is teishvu kein taduru, and the taduru is two meals a day. So on the sukkah also it's two meals a day. That's how he does the pasuk. Ma dira iboy. No, wait. Let's go by it. The rabbanon darshin differently. Kedira, you know what we darshin from the Teshuva Kein Taduru? Ma dira iboy ochel iboy lo yochel. Just like at home, if you want you eat, if you don't want you don't eat. Afsukanam iboy ochel iboy lo yochel. So you don't have to, if you know it's a reshus. So the Gemara asks Yehocha, so according to that statement, afilon leyontiv rishon nami. So you mean to tell me even the first night that it's a davar harashus that's after you, no? So the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yechem, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, no. The first night is different. Nema kan chamisha asar. ונאמר חמיש עשר בחג המטויס, מה להלון לילה הראשון חייבו, מכאן דין לא חשוס, עד כאן לילה הראשון חייבו, מכאן דין לא חשוס. So, just like by Pesach, the first night to eat the kazayis matzah is a chayv, not a reshus, but the other days is a reshus. So also by Sukkot it's the same thing. So we see what we learn now from the gzeirah shavah. There's a gzeirah shavah between Sukkot and Pesach. So we darshan just like on Pesach, the first night is the chiyuv, the other night is the reshus. So here also by Sukkot, the first night is the chiyuv, and the other night is the reshus. So what does Rashi say? Mikam the ilach reshus. The hori yalkin is going to pass for the psachim. The gemara darshan is the psachim. Sheish as yomim tayfa matzis. Or ima she yatsir as nashvi reshus. Ach sheish reshus. The tish ashvi ben bichlau shiv as yomim tayfa matzis. It was already included in the first part of the pasuk. The yotzim and achlau, the tayfa took it out from the klau. Lelame to teach you sheachil as matzis ha'amu boi einoi choyvo. That to eat matzah the other days is not a chayva. Elin basa leechol. But if you want to eat like pas, then tehei achilas chumatz. But you don't have to. V'loy chametz. V'loy v'loy l'lumot alatzma yotzu. El olamir ala klal kulu yotzu. So that's one of the klalim of Rabbi Yishmoel that you say in the morning. So neilu the he beid arsh in a different way. They beid arsh in that from the Gzeirah Shavah that there's a chiyuv the first night. So just like by matzah, we know for sure that there's a chiyuv the first night. The other night is only reshus. So also we learn now from the Gzeirah Shavah by Sukkah also the first night is a chiyuv, the other days and nights is only a reshus. Right, it's easy, Gemara, but now look in the face of the stage which ain't to do. So Taisav is close to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Yalip is Yerushalmi. They dash in a different Yerushalmi. Nema Kam Teishvu. The Nema, it says Teishvu by Sukkah. The Nema Lahalon, Utesach Oil Moed Teishvu Yomim, the Laiva Shivas Yomim, by the Shivas Yomim in the Luim, so it says they have to stay inside for 7 days to 7 nights. So my yeshiva shenemra lahalon also was afa lailos tebayomim, just like over there, the nights and days are the same then. So also by the sukkah, it's the same then. That what? That the first night is a chiyuv and the other night is a reshus. All right, the same thing, just the different rushes. The Rabbanon, what is the reason of the Rabbanon who argue? The Parish Rabbi Yechanan, the same Rabbi Yishmoel, he dashes differently. No, he dashes Nema Chamishos Nefesach, the Nema Tesvot, the Hagamatois, the Chag, the Samsukis, Ma Tesvot, the Nema Tesvot, Laila, Rishon Chayla, Rishachalim, the Shus, Ab Tesvot, the Nema Chag, and Sukkis, Laila, Rishon Chayla, Rishachalim, the Shus. Right? So we have different rushes how to learn out that the first night is a chiyuv and the other nights and days is only a reshus. Now the Yerushalmi says, Pesach, what's the whole Yerushalmi? Now the Yerushalmi has ahead of topic. Im alahalon achi yikonis lemato kesher taiva, atkan shi yikonis lesukah betaiva. So you know, the Yerushalmi like asks, so does that mean, you know, by matzah there's a din that you have to eat matzah betayavon? Like this, so does that mean that by sukkah also there's halacha only when you eat let the oven, even if you're not hungry, you know, you don't have this mitzvah? So from the Yerushalmi is mashma ein chinami, that's what it is. We if you make a gezeirah shavah, it has to work for everything. But in other mafoshim learned that the Yerushalmi had a suffix about this. Just like you say it over here, do you also say this regarding the halacha of the oven? But anyway, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Shulchan Aruch it mentions that there's a minik to learn Tesvav to eat Kazayis Matzah and Sansukit, because that's the Gzeirah Shavah, Tesvav. So, but it goes both ways. We learn Pesach from Matzah, we learn Matzah from, we learn from sukkah, we learn hilchos sukkah from matra, and vice versa. That's one din. Another shayla the Yerushalmi had was Rabzeira boy, im al halon at sheyichal kazayus dagan matra. Just like by Pesach, you have to eat a kazayus matra or made from dagan. Afkan at sheyichal kazayus dagan the sukkah. Does that mean that by sukkahs? By sukkahs also, after yechal kazayus dogon batukah, that you have to eat the kazayus in the sukkah. No, maybe it's more, maybe it's less. So the Yerushalmi has a topic on this. Do we say that after yechal kazayus dogon afkan after yechal kazayus dogon the sukkah? So the Taisus does not tell you what is the din. So but we have to understand what is the subject of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi wants to know two things. Just like by Matzah is halacha te'ovan, so does it mean that the sukkahs at night also you have to eat up your te'ovan? So therefore the nafkamina would be that erev sukkahs, just like by erev Pesach, you know, we don't eat too much in order to be hungry at night. So here also, by sukkahs, maybe you have to eat the teyavan, and so therefore you would have to eat very little erev sukkahs to be able to eat everything the teyavan. The other side was just like by masa, you have to eat a kazayas dagon, meaning a kazayas made from the chamishas haminin. So also by sukkah there's also such a din. That you would have to eat a kazayus dagon and as a piece of matzah. According to the one cut of the chakira, it would come out that on the sukkah you have to eat matzah. You have to eat a kazayus matzah made out of dagon. So the Yerushalmi does not paskin. So we don't know pshat in it's a shayla in how to dash in the drosh of Chazal. So once we have a din of tesvav, the Yerushalmi wants to know, does it mean for everything or only for certain things? So the Yerushalmi mentions, one din is, you have to eat very little, to eat matzah b'teyavon, and that's what we discussed, so that's for the present of Naruch. Just like by matzah, you have to eat a kazayus made from dagon, so also by sukkah you also have such a din. Actually, yichal kazay is not on the sukkah. You would have to eat. In the Yerushalmi, it does not really. It doesn't say kazay is. It doesn't say the other tzad. But the Maharshal quotes from the Yerushalmi that what does mean on that. What would you have to do? The Rosh quotes over here, the subject was just like by matzah. You have to eat the kazayas dagon, kazayas matzah, like our matzah is made from dagon. So by sukkah also, you have to eat the dagon, or what's the choice? Or, so the Rosh says, the choice is what you have on the bat minet hagimo. The Gemara has minet hagimo at the end of the omer. Or maybe minet hagimo is enough. You don't need wheat or the other minim, but minet hagimo is good enough. Now, what is minet hagimo? So there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is exactly what it is. If you look in the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos tells you, I just want to go through the plain pshat. Pirish bekunches, begin peiros, bekistim, and kapsutos, and bechalim. It means, minet hagimah means other foods, like what? Like fruits, or kistim. Kistim basically means pastries. Kapsutos, and bechalim, it's cooked vegetables. Maybe you are yaser with any of these things. You're not yaser with any of these things. You need a kazayas dagon. So anyway, so Taisavis tells you what Minei Tahima are. The rest of the sections we'll learn some other time, but so Yerushalmi has the subject, can you be Yetzer with Minei Tahima, which includes Mezoinus, that's like Pasabob Echisnin, or fruits or vegetables. That's what the Yerushalmi does not pass in this sin. That's a topic, and Kabzeva had this topic. So we'll have to understand. So for this, to know Pshat in this Yerushalmi, so Absalomeshi, you can look it up in the Rashimois. I'll do it for tomorrow. But you can look it up yourself. He gave a very good Pshat. What is the topic in the Yerushalmi? Whether you are Yosef with Minei Targimo, or you must be Dagon. So let's wait. For today, I just want to go through the flame shot. Now, so notice, according to this Yerushalmi, the place is close, because we have two sveikas. Number one is, once I have a Gezeirah Shavah of Tetzvah, does it include everything? Or no, it's certain dinim. So the two dinim that the Yerushalmi mentions is, number one, is there a din of Teyavon by Sukkis, just like by Pesach? And also, is there a din that you are Yetzer with Pasav or Bekisnen? It makes a grounding in Nafimimim. Because if you were to say we are Yetzer with Pasav or Bekisnen, it would mean, if we were to pass him like this, it would mean every Yomtip, you would not have to eat Pas. You would not have to eat Challah. You could eat, you'd be Yetzer with cake. You'd be Yetzer with even with vegetables or cooked vegetables or what else or pavis. That's what Rashi quotes. So it makes a grounding in Afimina. So now just a second. Now, so we don't know yet. On this thing, the Tosfos does not tell you the halacha, so we'll see. Now, just a second. The Erefech, the Matos, HaKotuf, Kavu, Choyva. The Gemara says, there are two psukim. One psuk is, one is Tesvav, from Chag HaSukkos, and one is the Erefech, the Matos. That pasuk, from that pasuk we learn out that the chiyuv to eat matzah the first night. That's the area of Tesla matzahs. Okay, I went over the flame shot on this. Now, just a second. Now the Gemara says, "I boy ochel, I boy loy ochel." I was looking for so this. I boy ochel, I loy ochel. So the flame shot is. The lashon of that of this Yomar is also very difficult. If it comes out that you don't have to eat on Yom Tov, because e boy ochel, e boy lo yochel. So looking to this, mashma ha'ochel be Yom Tov lehavi chayvo. From this expression, e boy ochel is mashma that what there's no chayvo to eat on the rest of the days. E boy lo yochel klal. Chus memel Yom Tov Rishon. So this is how to make the connection. It means, except for the person, the first night certainly there's a chiyuv, yet eat the kazayis in the sukkah. But the Maksha wanted to know, either you make a total equation or you don't make a total equation. And if you don't make a total equation, there's no such din as eating by sukkah with the oven. So Tosfos asks, "V'hadam rinan teishloi she'osh ochlu Shabbosos v'yom tov talo istagi le'delo yochel." On Shabbos yom tov you have to eat. In Torah choizer, the din is by birkas hamazon. If you made a mistake, you have to go back and bench again. So Tosfos says, "Lo mituk me'lo b'yom tov rishin shel Pesach." That Yerushalmi can only be a shayla not on the other days, but there's machlokes in the Gemara between the Tanoim. The first one that one learns by Zmainen it's Yotra, and it remains a topic. The Yerushalmi does not task him. The Gemara here even says that the learning is in Hamish, also in Hamish, the Maidah. All right, and now, just a second. V'hod ha'ashkichon, perig beis b'deya, v'perig eilu dvorm b'psochem, gabi yomtet, v'alkeyu chatsil Hashem v'chatsil lachem. The Gemara says in Psochem, and also in Beya, the same thing. That by Yom Tov you have to divide it into two parts. Chetzil Hashem, one half because you spend it in Ruchnius, and one half of the Yom Tov is in Gashmius, to eat and drink. The Chetzil of Ismebrish, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So Tosafot says, Efshe B'Bisro Teri. That doesn't mean challah or matzah. Maybe a yitzah with meat and fruits. The Abraham used brick as a mazon. And if you yitzah this way, you don't have to bench. The boy has to ask yontif. Avalele yontif horishon shel chag. But on the first day of yontif, leisagi v'lei pas. There you have to eat pas. Kibon v'yalfinon l'chagam atzah. Since we learn tesvav from chagam atzah, such afal gafel rabbelezer amrinon b'shar hayonim in hishtun d'mine tagima yotza, but according to the rabbanon, you're not hishtun d'mine tagima. And you have to eat the kazayis pas. So what is the subject here, we don't know yet. What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say anything. All right, so for Wednesday, first of all, again, you'll go and look over the Yerushalmi, about page 4 came to do with that we have the Yerushalmi, and...
Where in the Yerushalmi is that?
The Yerushalmi, I'll tell you in a second, look in this Mishnah. Look on this Mishnah, the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah here.
In
Sukkah. Here. Okay. Take a Yerushalmi in Sukkah, you'll find it. It's also, I think, in Sukkah. It's most in both Masechtas. But it's on this Mishnah, you'll find it. Just a second. Now, on the second Tosafos, Yiboy Ochel, Yiboy Loy Ochel, look after Tosafos and Brochus, Tach Mem Tes. The same Tosafos, but much more, exists in Brochus, I think it's Mem Tes on the base. Don't they tell you this on the side? Yeah, it says on the side. I in places brachas mantes from the place people hamaskeli boy. You have to look up the taste of this. And just a second. Besides taste of this, okay, I'll stop over here. And wait. Somebody else should be prepared for Wednesday. Just a second. Yeah, I told you. Look up in the Rishimos how Rav Soloveitchik explains the topic in the Yerushalmi about Teyavon and about whether you have to eat Kazayis Dogon or Yoytze with Mine Tagimo. Look in the Rosh. The Rosh explains that that's the topic of the Yerushalmi. The places Yiboy Yochel, when you look up the places in Brachas, you'll see that the whole places makes more sense once you know Brachas. Otherwise, the way we have it, this places is not. I didn't finish the whole places actually, but you'll see this without knowing the places in Brachas, you cannot know Pshat and this places. All right.